I had an uncle who could write the Bible. I believe he'd come as near writing the Bible than a man living if they'd burn one up. I believe he could write one.
Yes, sir.
I had an uncle who was, he was 70 years old. That's all he ever done was preach and study the Bible. He could tell you every verse if you go over his house. Say, I'm quit on to borrow your horse. And well, over in Genesis somewhere, 16th chapter, say, well, if he says that day, well, you get your let you have, but he had to coach you about it. That long before you let, before you get it, but if you get it, and they'll say yeah. If you tell do something else, he'll tell you to let something else what you ain't supposed to do, and what you are supposed to do. Man, he was something else. I believe, just honestly believe, if they was to burn him up, he could come as near as any man that ever breathed. He did now, and he could have written it just like a King James Version of the Bible. I believe that. He knew her by heart. I never seen nobody that was at a high scholar. My old daddy's oldest brother was on. And hell, he never did go no high in 12th, 10th, 11th grade. He had a schoolhouse up between Oxford and Basel. Mm-hmm. They call it Burgess. It was a little old college up there.
Burgess College?
That's what they call it. They call it Burgess. And they taught to the 12th grade up there. And he went, I think he went 3 years. I don't think he ever finished. I think he was finished 11. Grandpa would send him up there. I remember he'd come home about once a month. He'd ride down to a bicycle. He bought a bicycle somewhere and he'd ride that bicycle home. It was about 40 miles up there. He'd come on the weekend and ride that bicycle back home. I reckon he'd let him out on Friday evening. He'd come home on Saturday and get up and next day. Hell, I don't know. I mean, he might have, I know he went to church. I imagine he did, because he went to church every Sunday. He never. He preached most of that every Sunday somewhere. He was a Church of Christ preacher.
Yeah.
All my folks belong to that, to believe Church of Christ.
Sure.
You know any people belong to Church of Christ?
A few, yeah.
Pretty big congregation.
I'm a Methodist myself.
Pretty big congregation down this part of the country.
Now, when you were coming up, you raised cotton. Tell me about the work you did. Y'all raised cotton up there?
Oh, yeah. You got out there to view. We never would summer for our land of cotton. We just listed out the turning flower, you know, two furs, and then go back and put four furs to the row, take a top harrow, harrow it off, and take a mule and get on top of it, plant. Had a side harrow, you know, and shell stalks.
Gee whiz.
Folks side that. And then, there wasn't no such, I remember the first time Bo we would ever come to this country, folks.
Really?
Brother Cummer went and said, yes, the boll weevil's gonna come out of Texas, out of Mexico, and said, they'll pierce it. I found some of my field yesterday. They had bad days. Man, isn't it? I believe you got some of your field. It was in 1914, I was 7 years old. Went out there in the field, caught three or four, put them in a bottle, killed them in the house, showed them off. Next year, they didn't make a damn thing. He helped paint the country. They take coal oil and put on a damn cotton sack, I'm a crocus sack, and put it on a single tree, you know, and let that coal oil rub over the top of that cotton when it's flying. Thought maybe that coal oil. They done every damn thing. They burnt long heaps. They done everything. But that didn't do no good. That's all. But you like to put them out of business. You ain't never seen nothing like it. They was so bad that they just, the damn mills would just be slapped level for a square. They just hatch out, they let nobody know what to do to them. There's no thing in the world. It like broke all the cotton farms. Some people just quit trying to grow cotton at all. Back in them days, we had the damn old cotton they called Cleveland Big Bowl. The damn bowl was the biggest hen egg you ever seen. And the damn seed in it was about as big as my little finger up there. And it takes 1,600 pounds of it to make a 500 weight bale of cotton. And the damn seed is as green as grass.